And Sandy, it's Tim Carter. How are you doing today?
Yeah, hi, Tim. I emailed you about my lentil. I'm selling my house.
Oh, yes.
The inspector said that the lintel was bad above my garage, and it's rusted through the I-beam.
Okay, and what's the condition of the, it just got some surface rust? I mean, how bad is the rust?
The rust is bad because you can see in the lintel's kind of bent a little bit.
Okay.
Or the bottom, I guess it's the bottom of the I-beam.
Well, this is the thing that's outside the garage door. When the garage door is closed and you've got the brick over it, you can see this thing, and you can see some rust there.
You can see the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's an L. I was just talking to Davis about putting in a new one. Those are L-shaped pieces of steel, and what's probably rusting at this point is just the bottom, of it, because that's usually what's exposed. Since you can't see the back side of it, you can't see it.
Well, they're telling me it's an I-beam rather than an L-shaped.
It's an, okay. Well, I'm going to have to stop by and see this thing.
Okay.
What's that? That's all right. You already emailed me the address where it is.
I will.
Yeah. Email me the address, and I'm going to go by and look at it this weekend.
Okay, because if I'm not here, I'm running back and forth to the new house. But
yeah.
If you could look at it, because the estimates I'm getting are between, I got two estimates. One said $5,000 to $8,000, and the other one said $5,000 to $7,000.
Yeah, well, I need to look at that and see it. Luckily, since you're so close, I mean, it's only going to take me about 2 minutes to get there. You live right around the corner from my house.
Okay, I will email you the address.
Yeah, and then I'll look at it probably tomorrow.
Okay.
How's that
and
sound?
You can email me back and see if you think it's in the... I mean, I'm going to have to do something here. We're supposed to close on Friday, so I have to make some decisions.
Okay, well, I'll help you out on this one.
Tim, thank you
okay.
so much.
All right, Sandy, thanks very much.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. All right, Erlene, I'm not going to have enough time to talk to you on the air because we're just running out of time. It's that simple. So I'm going to call you back after I get off the air. So you be patient. And if you need to talk to Danny McCune, get on board right now, 749-1035. He's going to be on the air here in about 5 minutes with all the gardening stuff, and he's going to tell you how to protect your plants against all of this heat and humidity. But you know what? Mother Nature, she's pretty good, man. She knows what to do. This isn't the first time, man, she's seen all this heat and humidity. So, all right, during the week, AskTheBuilder.com. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those Stanley tools. You're not going to want to miss that. You are listening to the last part of Ask the Builder, and it's on WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.